Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's that time again. The 2014 Daytime Emmy nominations have come out, and it's time to dish on the nominees. We'll hopefully be taking callers, so call us up and let us know your thoughts. We, as always, have my co-host slash wingman slash a sidekick, Emily, with us.
Hello.
Hey, Em, what's up? And we're also joined by a mutual friend of ours, Kathy. Are you there, Kathy?
Hi.
Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Hi, everybody. Yeah,
hey,
thank
Kathy.
You for letting
Hello.
Me crash your
Welcome
party today.
Welcome to our show. Oh, I'm so
Absolutely.
Excited. We're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, she's like
okay.
a third
well,
show host.
I appreciate you guys letting
so.
Me crash the party, and I know we're going to have a good time today. Yes, we
yeah,
are.
She's like
Absolutely.
A third co-host, like I said.
All right,
so
I'm going to read all the nominees, and then we
yep.
can start talking about who, like, our picks, and hopefully
yeah.
people will call us and fight with us over it. No, not fight, but, you know, debate, okay? That was a bad choice.
I know what you mean.
Disclaimer, Emily's in the greatest mood ever today, not, so I apologize for anything I say that's not appropriate for the air. Anyone, I love you all. Thank you for listening. Okay.
Hey, we love you,
Em. Anyway, scrolling to the thing. Okay, where is this? Is a long list. I'm sorry. They have to put everybody associated with every TV show ever. Okay.
Absolutely.
Outstanding lead actress in a drama series. The nominees are Eileen Davidson, Days of Our Lives, Katherine Kelly Ling, Bold and Beautiful, Heather Tom, Bold and Beautiful, and Arianne Zucker, Days of Our Lives. Also, disclaimer number two, if I mispronounce the name, I am sorry, I don't care.
We're sorry for that.
outstanding lead actor in a drama series, Peter Bergman, Young and the Restless, Doug Davidson, Young and the Restless, Christian LeBlanc, Young and the Restless, Billy Miller, Young and the Restless, and Jason Thompson, General Hospital. Supporting actress in a drama series, Melissa Claire Egan, Young and the Restless, Jane Elliott, General Hospital, Amelia, I don't know how to say her last name, starts with an A, Young and the Restless. Thank you. Elizabeth Hendrickson, Young and the Restless, and Kelly Sullivan, GH. Outstanding supporting actor, Bradford Anderson, General Hospital, Steve Burton, Young and the Restless, Scott Clifton, Bold and Beautiful, Eric Martsolf, Days of Our Lives, Dom Van Prognat, General Hospital. Outstanding younger actress in a drama series, Kristen Alderson, Lindsay Godfrey. Oh, I should read the show, huh? GH, Bold and Beautiful, Lindsay's on the Bold. And then Hunter King, Young and the Restless, Ken Mantilla, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Kelly Massal, One Life to Live. Outstanding younger actor, Brian Craig, GH, Chad Duhl, GH, Max Barrett, Young and the Restless, Chandler Massey, Dave, and Daniel Polo, Young and the Restless. I'm not reading the game show host. I'm sorry. Okay.
I think
anyways,
that's it.
Okay. So, do we want to talk about who we want to win first, or who should be on the list that isn't first?
I think we should talk about first who we think should win. And I have I have my picks right here.
You
hold
go
on.
First, then Kathy, and then I'll go.
All righty. I have my picks right here. Hold on. Outstanding lead actress, although I've only watched very, very little of this, Katherine Kelly Lane of Bold and the Beautiful. Outstanding lead actor, I'm hoping for Jason Thompson, but I wouldn't complain if it was a tie between him and Billy Miller. I would not complain at all. Outstanding supporting actress, and now for me, that outstanding supporting actress is probably one of the tougher categories for me, because there's all my GH people, and I also watch Young and Restless. I love all these ladies' performances, but for me, it's Kelly Sullivan for me. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. I'm a little partial to Scott Clifton because of his GH ties, but I can't deny that that Dom Zampronio was just epic in that entire baby storyline. So I'm going with him. Younger actress, I'm going Kim Matula for the Bold and Beautiful. Younger actor, hands down, Brian Craig. It got to be Brian Craig, absolutely. Either him or Chad Dool.
Is that all the categories?
Would be fine with me.
Count.
Yeah, that's all
of
them.
Is that all of them? Okay. Mm-hmm. Kathy, your turn. You can go next.
Yep.
Okay, well, outstanding lead actress. I'm sure we're going to talk about this when we talk about people that are missing from this list, but hands down for me, who should and who will win this category, I believe, is going to be Eileen Davidson. She was just a monster this year on Days, and her performances definitely reflected that. So she's my pick for lead actress. For lead actor, I'm with you, Cody. I think it's going to be one of these things where it could be a toss-up between Billy Miller and Jason Thompson, because Billy Miller really had a great year as far
as
what he was given to act. And
mm-hmm.
Jason Thompson, I really am wondering if they're going to, because honestly, I believe Jason Thompson should have won supporting actor last year.
Last year. Absolutely.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, if this has kind of been thrown more for him, his meeting material was really last year, but I you never know with the politics that are involved in there sometimes. And I love Jason Thompson,
right.
Don't get me wrong, but he just didn't have a strong a year material-wise. But we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I would be happy with either one. For supporting actress, now this is where my bias comes into play because I don't watch Young and the Restless, so I'm terribly unfamiliar with a lot of the work on there except for the clips that I have seen, like the Billy Miller stuff that he,
mm-hmm.
he had done this past year. But I really think, honestly, that Jane Elliott is probably going to take this one just because it's been so long since she's thrown herself in there, and you know that Daytime Emmys, they love Jane Elliott. Everybody loves Jane Elliott, only anybody that doesn't like her. But I do believe, too, honestly, I had right and next to Jane Elliott, I had Will Win, but should win, I have next to Kelly Sullivan. And I know that that's probably a very unpopular pick, but she played a lot of really good stuff, a lot of good material with a range. Sometimes she was way over the top, but other times, you know, I mean, she played some really, really good, strong. She was given a lot to play, and she did it. She stepped up every time. So she's my pick for that. For Outstanding Supporting Actor, I have that Bradford Anderson will probably win this. He was given some really good stuff, I think, during the whole Lulu Dante, Maxie baby storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But who I have should win that category, I honestly believe, is Eric Martsoff. He was thrown right into that mix with the same story as Eileen Davidson, and he went toe-to-toe with her. So, it, you know, he had some really good things, too. I would be happy with either one of those. For Outstanding Younger Actress, honestly, the only person for me in this category that really should win this category is Kelly Massal. Having watched the One Life to Live reboot, she really was almost the center of that reboot on Prospect Park Online. And she really just stepped up and took it to 15 more levels than she ever did on ABC. And it was, I mean, she played a lot of really good stuff. But Kristen Alderson will probably win this just because they seem to love her. Outstanding Younger Actor. I've got that Brian Craig should win this, and boy, he's been given. He just hit the ground running when he came to GH, and he's been all over everything. He plays comedy,
absolutely.
He plays sexy love scenes, he plays drama. He's been standing toe to toe with major vets on the show, actresses like Mara West. He's been hanging there with, you know, Maurice Bernard.
I mean, absolutely.
He's definitely playing with all these heavy hitters, and he doesn't miss a beat. So he's phenomenal, and I really hope he wins. I have who will probably win is Chandler Massey, just because they love him. Again, he's a two-time winner in that category. I really have mixed feelings about this. I really don't feel he delivered very well this past year. It was almost kind of like he knew he was checking out, so he kind of phoned in a lot, in my opinion. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So those were my pick for those categories.
Okay, so I don't know who you guys who do you think, because neither of you picked this, will win the soap one then? Because, yeah, there's that one too.
I'm thinking probably Dave.
So I'm thinking Young and the Restless just because, I don't know, I just have this feeling that Young and the Restless is going to win that.
I really think it's going to be
Days. They're coming off the win from last year, and they've had a phenomenal year. They only have a phenomenal year during sweeps periods, but that's another story entirely. But but I mean, they've really produced a lot of really good stuff and created a lot of really amazing buzz.
Right.
So
I think Days
is going to be my pick. But you know, Bold and the Beatable is always a wild card for that, and I think they would be my second pick.
When I started watching Days, I started watching it when Jen Lilly first came on, and to me, they had deserved the win last year, and I'll say it again, I'll mark it down, they had deserved the win this year too, I think.
See, I'm at a disadvantage because I really only, like, follow General Hospital. But, like, I also watch Young and the Restless, but I don't watch Days or Bold. But
I watch Warren R.T.,
so here's my pick.
Billy Miller.
Go ahead, Kay. So here's my picks, and I don't know why I picked some of these. I just, you know, felt like it. Okay, lead actress, I agree with Kathy, Eileen Davidson, just because everything that I've heard out, like, from anyone this year that watches is, like, she's just amazing. She's killing everything. So I really believe that she'll win the category. Supporting actress, Jane Elliott, because who doesn't, like, want Jane Elliott to win this Emmy? I mean, I feel like Jane hasn't been in there so in such a long time that it's, like, her turn again. Actor, okay, who I want to win and who is going to win is, like, two different things, because I'm partial to Peter Bergman because I just, like, love him. And then who I think is actually going to win, I have no clue because all of them are, like, competition. But I'm thinking probably it's going to be Billy Miller, but I would want Peter Bergman to win. Supporting actor, Bradford Anderson, just because he was amazing with the whole baby storyline and everything, and I feel he really deserves it. Younger actress, I'm, like, at a disadvantage because the only soap I watch or I know of would be, like, GH or YNR, so I picked Hunter King, just, I don't know why, because I liked her on Young and the Restless. And then younger actor, Brian Craig, because he's really the best one in the category. He has been kicking butt this last year. And whether he likes Morgan or not, Brian's amazing. So that's how I think it's going to play out.
I know, you know.
Go ahead, Cody.
I was just going to say, let's get to who we hope will win or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, I want to point out that it's ridiculous that Mara West is not nominated. That's just my only grievance, really. That's my biggest one,
it's
actually.
A travesty.
It's not the only one.
It's a tragedy.
Okay,
I mean,
she had a prenom, and, like, a lot of people I like had prenoms, but I knew they wouldn't all make the cut because that's how the Emmys work. But, like, I was shocked that Mara didn't make the cut. Like, I knew that because, like, you know, Carly's my favorite, so obviously I was excited that Laura got a prenom, but I knew Laura probably wouldn't end up with a nomination because Carly hasn't had that big of a story to play. But I'm shocked about Mara. This is, like, really surprising to me.
You know,
I totally agree with that. She was given so much great material to play. She could have picked one of any millions of episodes that could have shown her range and just what a phenomenal actress she is. And
I agree.
That was the only pick that I was just stunned by that was not on the lead actress list.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people are upset that Fanola Hughes didn't get a nod, but, like, okay, I love Fanola, don't get me wrong, but Fanola, Kathy and I were actually discussing this morning, Fanola hasn't had a story that's worth, you know, worthy of this nomination. I mean, she's had great scenes, and everything she does is great, but her stories don't have any follow-through, you don't see her reactions to anything, she really doesn't do much. It's like, she needs a story. Obviously, it's not her fault that she doesn't have a story, because she's capable of one.
I think she should have at least been nominated for Kimberly McCullough too for a Robin's Return, you know, when they found her.
Yeah,
you know,
Here's my take on it. Here is that I really honestly think this is a case of being put up for the wrong category because I think that had they been in the supporting actress category, this would have been a different ball of wax. Fanola Hughes is amazing. She is absolutely phenomenal. Everything she's given,
incredible.
she spins in the gold. But the thing about it is that it's hard to put that together in episodic clips where you can see that she's more phenomenal because you see her day to day and she always delivers. And if you're not given that superstar material that makes you shine out, and it could be a take, I don't know what scenes she submitted either, and it could just be a case of not having picked the right thing to really show that range within a single episodic format, which I think is what they require. They submit one episode.
I think it has to be like 5 minutes, doesn't it?
3 to 5 minutes,
well,
I think.
Yeah.
So it could just be not having found the right clip to show off that range.
I really think that had she and
Kimberly McCullough both been put up in the Kimberly McCullough was, but if she had been in the supporting actress, I think we'd be talking about a different story here. I think she probably would have
a totally different ballgame. Yeah. I agree.
Was Kimberly in the supporting actress or the lead actress? Because I thought Kimberly was up in the lead actress category, but I could be mistaken because I don't pay that
the
much attention.
The prenoms for lead actress were Sharon Case, Jessica Collins, Eileen Davidson, Finola Hughes, Catherine Kelly Lang, Kelly Monaco, Allison Sweeney, Heather Tom, Jess Walton, Mara West, Laura Wright, and Arianne Zucker.
Yeah, and another person that I was kind of confused that didn't, you know, get the nomination is in the supporting actress category, Lisa Lo Cicero was in the prenom for the supporting actress. And she had that whole story where Connie died, and she, like, killed that whole storyline, so I'm not exactly sure what she submitted. But if she submitted that, I don't understand how she didn't get nominated. But,
my two for missing from that category were Kimberly McCullough. I mean, definitely, I really think that her coming back in, that entire arc, you know, with the climax of it being that reunion with Emma at the wedding, I just honestly, if that got submitted, I don't see how she did not get this nomination. And then the other one I had as a wild card, it's simply because, and again, I don't watch YNR, so I'm taking as a guess just based off of the Emmys tend to love her, is I was really surprised Cynthia Watrous wasn't on that list.
Cody told me that this morning.
I was bad surprised about
that. And see, I don't watch it that often, so I don't really know what goes on, and I don't actually know who that is, which kind of makes me sound bad, but
you know,
whatever.
And somebody else I was surprised that didn't even get a prenom was a Kathleen Getty.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But
what the heck
went on there?
Did she put herself in the mix for prenom?
I don't know.
Yeah, Kathleen Getty had a prenom. I'm pretty sure she did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did.
I don't see her on the list of prenoms.
Really? I thought she was, and I'm not upset anymore. I wasn't upset because I thought she was pre-nominated, and then she didn't get a nom.
Yeah, that was Tracy Bregman, Melissa Claire Egan, Jane Elliott, Nancy Lee Grahn, who, again, that one I figured I would be upset about, but then thinking about it, I was like, well, she didn't really have a lot
of
strong
story.
She didn't have a story. Amelia Heimla, Elizabeth Hendrickson, Lisa Lo Cicero, Kimberly McCullough, Kelly Sullivan, and Cynthia Watrous were that list for prenoms.
Hey, Em, we have a caller, and I'm pretty sure I know who it is. Until 6
I don't
rounds.
Always act like that when somebody calls me. Hello?
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hey, Chrissy, what's up?
Hello. Oh, nothing. I'm so glad I was able to freaking call in before your show ended. It was like it's been a crazy day. I got to be included in this, like, conference call with Keith Sutherland, so I've been writing my article since about 11:30.
Wow.
I know, it's been crazy, but oh my God, I'm really upset about the Daytime Emmy nominations. What the hell?
Right? That's me every single year, though. Like, I'm like, this year it's going to be different, and then I wake up and the things are out and I read them, and I'm like, it's not different.
Well, why isn't GH nominated?
And One Life is?
And this is the other thing. This is what I really feel. And I'm going to say, I don't know. Do you want me to say this? I don't know, Cody. I don't want to get
say
in trouble, though.
Just say it. We
say
won't
it.
Be
I don't
in trouble.
Care. Say
you
it.
Say what you want. We don't care.
Are you sure? Because I'm
say
go
it.
Ahead.
Say it.
About it. Well, I'm just going to say this. I find it very interesting that when Jill Fehrenfeld suddenly jumps to YNR, they get all the nominations. And GH is left out. Like,
please don't get me started on her.
When Jill Fehrenfeld was running the GH, they had nominations every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get the feeling that for whatever reason, I don't know why, but Cartini just seems to be on their bad side. On everyone's back. I don't know.
Well,
and I mean,
you know, to me, the more interesting thing is, you know, I'm not, I don't really have an opinion on that theory as far as it goes, but just to throw another thing into the mix there, to me, the interesting thing is seeing One Life to Live on there, on that outstanding drama
and
list. Because of the two Prospect Park series, One Life to Live was not the better one. I watched every episode of it, but All My Children was hands down the better and the stronger of those two. I'm really surprised to not see it on the list if there was a Prospects Park so included there.
I'm also confused by the fact that they had the category, what is it, the new techniques category, I feel like it's called, with like the online
approaches,
folks
I think
in
is
it.
What it is.
Yeah, new approaches
actually,
and like the vanity and stuff were in there, and I'm surprised that One Life to Live wasn't in there instead of an outstanding drama because it was like, I don't
know. Where it should have rightly been because it's an online series, and you know the problem is that you know the people in charge. The only way that that's going to ever change is you know if people working within the you know within the group there is going to raise a stink because I agree and Divinity better friggin' win because if you guys haven't seen Divinity, you must go and see it. It's like, seriously, it's like if you ever watched, you know, Dynasty, Not Landing, you know, any of these 80s soapy primetime soaps, it is just that to the max. And it's so much fun and it's written really well. I just couldn't be happier. You know, I'm just thrilled and they deserve to win.
I haven't seen it, but
the fangirl in me is missed that the Bay isn't on that list, though. That's me.
I
told
seriously.
You that this morning.
So the fangirl
in
me totally
didn't
so see
much.
The Bay there.
Well, I'm concerned as to why Tainted Dreams. I mean, Tainted Dreams is okay. I mean, the way that I look at the Emmys or any kind of award show is it's supposed to highlight if you are in the run for an award. It's because you're the best, not because it's like a political,
right.
You know, strategic move. And that's sort of how I feel. Maybe the daytime Emmy is getting you to be that way. I don't know.
And let's face it here. I mean, most of the award shows and stuff, we all know that there's politics involved, and it's not always how it should be.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's not a personal thing. Like everybody, when everybody feels the same way, then it no longer is a personal opinion. It becomes obvious that they have a political agenda involved, and that's where it becomes a problem because people don't want to see it if they know it's so predictable, like you know what's going to happen, because the best of the best should win the awards, and that's not how it always gets down.
Yeah, I agree. You know, unfortunately, that's the way the world works. But, you know, at least us fans are out here, and I think that it's important for us to you know, have a voice and to, you know, put it out there in a constructive manner. But
speaking of that, Chrissy, who are your picks to win this year?
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so let me get the list out here. Hold on.
We're all list makers.
Okay, why don't you tell me who – wait a minute, where is it? I'm going up the list right now. Hold on. Well, okay, so as far as I'm concerned, if GH is not in the outstanding drama category, I'll give it to Days of Our Lives because things improved. I kind of suspect that The Young and the Restless will take it, unfortunately, but I'm going to do that. And for the new approaches, I'm giving it to Divinity, of course. Who's outstanding? I'm trying to find the outstanding lead actor.
I got it right here, Chrissy.
Okay.
A lead actress. Eileen Davidson, Catherine Kelly Lang, Heather Tom, and Arianne Zucker.
That's a tough one. I'm between Eileen Davidson and Ari Zucker because they both had really great years. So for that, that's a tie for me.
But
what about after?
A lead actor, a Peter Bergman, Doug Davidson, a Christian Blanc, a Billy Miller, and Jason Thompson.
Oh, Jason Thompson, hands down. He should have won last year. I was really upset.
He should have won last year. I think, though, it'll work. I'm hoping for a tie between Jason Thompson and Billy Miller because Billy had some incredible stuff last year.
You know what? I don't even watch the Emmys. I just read the list of who won the next day. Like, that's how I do it. I don't even watch the show, which sounds bad, but...
Well, I don't know if you guys,
It's like I said earlier, I would be thrilled for Jason Thompson to win that, but I really don't think his material is going to hold up to what Billy Miller did this year.
Yeah.
He should have won last year, and I'll leave it at that.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I don't know if you know this, but HLN is not broadcasting the Daytime Emmys online this year, so I don't know where it's going. I don't know if we'll actually see it. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, Chrissy, outstanding supporting actress, Melissa Claire Egan, Jane Elliott, Amelia Hanley, Liz Hendrickson, and Kelly Sullivan.
Jane Elliott. She never puts herself in, and damn it, she deserves one, let me tell you. What are you guys think?
I'm the only one out of the bunch that thinks, Kelly Sullivan should
I think Kelly Sullivan is a very serious dark horse for that category. I mean, like I said, she had a lot of really needy material to throw in there. Jane Elliott is a phenomenal actress. She's one of my favorite actresses of all time, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And but I don't know that her – I guess it depends on the range of material you look at because she had a couple of really great scenes and she always plays them with great aplomb. But
I agree.
When it comes to material, Kelly Sullivan definitely got the lion's share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, to set the record straight, everyone knows that I hate Tracy, but I don't hate Jane Elliott. So anyone who says I hate Jane Elliott, I don't. I love Jane Elliott, but I hate Tracy Portman passionately.
Absolutely.
But I love Jane Elliott.
I'm just not
I don't like her.
You know, that's me. That's me and Sunny Corinthus. I love the hate Sunny Corinthus.
Oh, your Sunny hate is so strong. I love it, okay?
My Sunny hate is so pure. It's just unreal.
You know what? I actually hated AJ. This is the unpopular opinion, but I hate AJ, and I that sounds bad, but I just never liked him. And so somebody's like, your AJ hate is so strong. I'm like, no, it's really not. It's not that hard, okay? I just don't like AJ. I think I have a quarter main problem, apparently. That's what it sounds like. But I liked Alan, so I guess not. Whatever.
Who's next?
Outstanding younger
actor. Supporting actor. Well, did we get any supporting actor?
Already did supporting actors, yeah.
Supporting actor.
Oh, supporting actor.
Actor, yeah.
Yeah. Bradford Anderson, Steve Burton, Scott Clifton, Eric Martsolf, and Indama Sempronia.
Bradford Anderson, hands down, because he was incredible during that whole baby reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that the man paid his dues. He deserves it. Who do I think will win?
Yeah.
It's going to be a toss-up between Steve Burton and Scott Clifton. That's what I think.
Can I step in and say here how criminal it is that Blake Barris was not included on this list?
Yeah, that's
I don't even know who that is. Oops.
It is
terrible.
He plays Nick on Days, and it is unbelievable that he is not on this list. It is criminal that he did not get a nomination for this category because he is so good. He's playing a psycho, so, I mean, he's so good, and he's so consistent, and he just is... He's done an amazing job this year, and I'm that was another stunner for me right up there with Mara West that he was not included on that list.
Right. All right. A younger actress, are you, Chrissy?
Yep, I'm ready.
Kristen Alderson, Lindsay Godfrey, Heather King, Hunter King, Kim Matula, and Kelly Missile.
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't even know what to pick. I don't watch The Bold and the Beautiful, and I've only seen a little bit of The Young and the Restless. So, but I'm gonna say Hunter King.
Hey, somebody agrees with me.
Yeah,
that's rare.
I think he's come a long way this year, and I think it'd be Hunter King probably.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Alderson was adorable last year, though. I was happy she won.
She was. And last but not least, a younger actor. Brian Craig, Ted Dill, Max Eric, Chandler Massey, and Daniel Polo.
Chandler Massey. Taylor Massey. Hands down. Taylor Massey is, all I can say is that that kid is well missed. I mean, he was such a brilliant actor. I was, you know, I hadn't watched Days of Our Lives for probably 10 years or something, and then they did the reboot. That kid completely sucked me back in, and I understand why he wanted to go, you know, leave the show last mm-hmm. year. I was so happy when he won, and he had said, he told everybody that, yeah, I mean, because he was going to college and doing other things, but he is sorely missed on Days of Our Lives as Will Horton. I think Chandler mm-hmm. What do you think?
Does anyone know the age thing for the, like, younger actor actress thing?
I think it's maybe 16. I don't know. 16
I don't
is
know
cut
for
off.
Sure.
Do you mean the age limit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was higher. I thought it was 24, maybe. I'm thinking that
yeah,
on top of my
know.
Head, but I think it's like early 20s.
Maybe. I don't.
I may be completely wrong about that.
Isn't Brian like 24? So I'm not sure
yeah.
what the age is.
I'm shocked
Google,
that Brian Craig.
I can Google it. Yay.
I am okay. shocked that Brian Craig was nominated. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Now, see, I the people I was shocked that weren't included on that list, first off the top, Casey Moss from Days. He plays JJ
oh,
on
yeah.
Days. And
yeah.
he
okay,
has
so
some phenomenal material earlier in the year. And honestly, back then when that material was airing, you know, when he was the whole reveal with about Jack having raped Kayla and JJ finding out about it, I was saying back then, I was tweeting back then that I felt like that this category toss up was going to be a toss up between Casey Moss and Brian Craig, and I still believe that he was he should have been on this list. Another person I felt should have been on this list, and probably it seems like they seem to be shut out of most of the nominations entirely, was Eric Nelson from All My Children. Playing AJ.
Yeah, I agree with
yeah.
that. Actually.
I agree with that too.
Yeah.
I think the age cutoff might be like 30 because Chad Duell's 26, and I think that who I don't even know who else in that category. Let me scroll down. So it may be like 30, because that seems
you know,
like a nice
you know,
round number. I don't know.
If either if either a Brian Craig or Chad Duell win that category, I'm fine. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I'm not a Morgan fan at all. Just everybody knows that. But, like, Brian is a good actor,
Brian Craig
I guess.
Has brought it.
Yeah,
okay,
he's brought it. But I'm not a Morgan fan.
According to Wikipedia, it says that it has to be a young actor below the age of 25.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wikipedia lied to me because Chad Duell is 26, so somebody is incorrect here.
Well,
Wikipedia,
it probably is 25 during the time that the material was.
The
oh, yeah,
movie.
That's true,
because
his birthday's in August.
Right.
But then again, Wikipedia is also, you know, people enter.
Wikipedia tells me he's 26, and it also tells me the cutoff is 25. Which Wikipedia page should we believe?
I don't
know.
Exactly. It's all
the
people enter, so, you know. Who
yeah.
knows, really?
Nope.
Whatever. I wonder,
anyway.
I could tweet the Emmys. That might work. Let's tweet the daytime Emmys. Daytime Emmy. I have no problem, as everyone knows, tweeting a network or like anything like that. As everyone
right.
knows, I will tweet
yeah.
ABC if they preempt something and be like, excuse me, when are we going to return to programming? I don't know their handle. What's the date? Oh, found it. Yay me. Why,
hey, so,
I hope they answer me.
What are you guys thinking about for some of the categories we haven't really talked about, like the writing team?
I don't know.
Looking at the nominees are Bold and Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, and Young and the Restless.
I'm not going to vote. I don't have any. I mean, I'm really...
I have no idea.
Truly, I feel like Cartini got the shaft, and I'm just... seriously, I mean, they've been doing... I don't care what anybody says. General Hospital, yes, they can say it's a mega soap. I don't give a crap. Point is that it's exciting to watch. And the storylines are moving. They move along. And there's actual,
yep.
like, results quickly. We're not waiting. I mean, I will never forget. I'm sorry, but, you know, 2010, 2011, it was torture under the other regime. Torture. And it's you know, now they're at least, even though I do think they have way too many in the cast, but...
Amen.
I think it's just a travesty that Cartini was left out, completely left out. I think it's awful.
I was disappointed to see GH not on that list, and also All My Children. I really thought that they delivered a lot of really strong writing with that whole storyline with Cassie and her kidnapping.
I loved all that. All My Children was just fun. It was just like I don't know how to explain it, but it kind of flowed better than All My Children, than One Life to Live. There were more characters that we knew on One Life to Live, but I feel that the formula that they used for the All My Children reboot was much better.
And I thought they were so much more balanced. There was so much youth-centric. It was all the younger set on One Life to Live, and you saw some people that you knew in the background kind of supporting them. But on All My Children, you got a good mix of everything, and I loved that about it. And I loved One Life to Live, too. Don't get me wrong. I thought they produced something that was really great and worth watching. But All My Children, that was the one that I couldn't wait to see every day. So I was really disappointed not to see them on the list.
I don't understand why One Life to Live got a nomination when it's not. I understand the nomination. If they want to nominate it, it's fine. But why would they put that in outstanding drama daytime series thing? It's not a daytime series anymore. It was an online soap when it came back. So I don't understand the thought process behind this. Whatever.
Yeah,
for the Academy, but I did tweet them, so.
Hey, Chrissy.
I tweeted them, yay.
We've only got a few minutes left, Chrissy, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys. Sure, have a good one.
I really appreciate it.
No problem. Bye, Cody. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye, Chrissy.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun.
It's always fun.
We have three whole minutes.
Chrissy's on, it's always fun when.
Yes, and when Celia calls us, we have so much fun. Okay,
I
everyone,
love that lady.
Let me make my daily round of announcements because it's the last 3 minutes of the show. Time for my rant.
Right.
Okay, number one, next week, Zachary Garrett. We're not sure what day yet, but he's coming on next week. I don't know who else because I can't think.
Tomorrow is our.
Week after that. Wait, is it the week after that or the next week? Let me look at the calendar. I hate. Calendar. Okay, 2 weeks from now, we have actual plans because, you know. 2 weeks from now, Cody's traveling, as you all know, because I've mentioned it 5 times. And that Tuesday night, Andy Hayden is guest co-hosting with me. And then that Thursday night, I don't know who's guest co-hosting with me yet, probably Kathy. And then that Friday night, Kathy's going to do the recap show with me. We're going to have lots of fun, even without Cody, which makes me sad. Yes.
And Saturday, we have... A fellow radio host friend of mine.
Yes, we have another guest.
Travis will be on Saturday, so.
Yes, Travis, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, and I don't want to butcher it.
And I'm
so
telling you,
tell
Emily,
me.
You'll absolutely adore Travis, I'm telling you that right now.
Well, we're going to have lots of fun, except I forgot to mention that because I don't pay attention, and I'm really not feeling up to like life right now.
Right.
Friday, tomorrow night. That's true.
Well,
I could have just. Been like, I'm not doing this tonight. Tomorrow night, we're doing our regular recap show, and we have lots to talk about.
We have a ton to talk
about.
We off
Michelle Stafford.
Yeah.
And I just want to, I would like to just disclaimer really fast, because more people listen to us on Friday than Thursday, so I'm going to say this now so they don't hear me say it tomorrow. Everyone who told me on Twitter that I was wrong about Michelle Stafford, haha, I win, I told you so. That's all.
All right,
people
laughed
with me over it.
All right, ladies, I'm going to let y'all go, and I'll be talking to both y'all on Twitter, okay?
Okay, love you.
All right,
thanks,
y'all. Guys. I really appreciate the opportunity. This has been fun.
All right, love
yes,
y'all.
We loved it. Bye.
Absolutely. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? I'm sure you heard all of our announcements, so I'm going to go ahead and in the episode right here. You've been listening to A Week Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.